LessDoing.com. I think that it's time for your inner entrepreneur to come out and shine. Working with no limits, you know you're unstoppable. Flexibility and freedom, showing you that anything's possible. Plan, execute, and get it done. No stress, we have overwhelmology 101. LessDoing.com. My go-getters, make some noise. It's time to optimize, automate, and outsource. Woo!
Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. I'm your host, Ari Mizell, and this is episode 403. It's not about you. So there's, I always like to ask people when I go and speak at different events, I ask people what their biggest productivity challenge is. And the number one thing that comes up everywhere is email. Now, I've discussed already in a previous podcast how the email problem is not really an email problem. It's a decision-making problem. But the other thing that comes up a lot for people is delegation and outsourcing. I like to ask people in the audience, how many of you have ever outsourced something? And you'll get several people raising their hands, usually a lot raise their hands, because most people have had some experience at this point with outsourcing or delegation in some form. But you know, people are sort of reluctant to raise their hands when you're at an event anyway. So a bunch of people raise their hands. But then I like to say, now, how many people have ever had a bad experience outsourcing something? And more people raise their hands than initially raise their hands to identify themselves as people who have outsourced before. It's always, people get a really big chuckle out of it, but it's true. Like, there, for everybody who has outsourced something, there is somebody who has a bad experience or a bad story of outsourcing. Either they got a result that they didn't want, or it was too difficult for them to do it, it took too much time, or in really terrible scenarios, something malicious actually happened, which is far less frequent than you might think. So the problem is that most entrepreneurs have experienced failures in delegation. They've asked people to take responsibility for a project and have not received the results they were expecting. This is because they do not know how to delegate appropriately and accurately, communicate their intent. Now, we take it for granted that we might be able to outsource and delegate, but the truth is, it's a skill like any other that needs to be learned and honed. So you have to accurately and effectively communicate your intent to others in order for them to operate successfully. It's just that simple. So my question to you now is, how often, on a scale of 1 to 10, does your team accurately understand your intent? Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And if you rate yourself between 1 and 3, you're saying, I never get back what I asked for. And that's not a good place to be. We don't want to be there, obviously. If you're 4 to 6, then you sometimes get back what you asked for, but it's only if you make very simple requests or explain yourself several times. 7 to 9 means that you usually get back what you asked for, but it can require more explanation and back and forth than you would like. And if you somehow manage to rate yourself as a 10, that means that results always equal requests. I can tell you I've never seen a 10. I don't consider myself a 10 when it comes to outsourcing. There's always room for improvement. Now, one of the big problems that people face when they outsource things is they see it as a very binary activity, meaning either I have to do everything or this other person has to do everything. And most of us are not comfortable with either of those scenarios. So what we actually teach here at Less Doing is what I call the 6 levels of delegation. And we go everywhere between do what I say all the way to just get it done. And there's 4 levels in between there. And what you're really doing with these levels is you're dialing up the level of trust, but more importantly, you're dialing up the level of empowerment. We want to outsource and delegate. And you can see that I use those two terms interchangeably. We want to do that not just because, oh, there's this task that I don't want to deal with, that I'm not good at, and I just want to get it done. No, we want to do this ideally so that we can empower somebody to truly achieve something great. Because what we have right now is a lot of people look at outsourcing as a knee-jerk reaction, meaning they come across a task or a project and it's taking too long, or they don't like it, or it's difficult for some reason, and they say, oh, here, give it off to somebody else. Here, you take it, you do it. Now, the problem with giving an inefficient challenge or an inefficient process to somebody else is that you're taking something that you're not good at and don't have complete information on, maybe, and don't have the full skills to accomplish, And then you're giving it to somebody else who has less information, less context than you do. They may have more skills, but they have less information. And you're now expecting a better result than you could have achieved on your own. And you're really just setting everybody up for failure. It's also the reason why the optimize, automate, outsource methodology of less doing exists. If you use outsourcing as your first line of defense and you try to outsource something that is inefficient, you're going to get an even more inefficient result. But if you optimize first by looking at what you're actually doing, automate next by automating the things that a human being doesn't need to be doing or shouldn't be doing, because if you give automatable work to a human being, you are in essence dehumanizing them. So if you optimize and automate first, then if you have something left over, you really either need a human being or it's something that has such a specialized skill that there's no way to sort of optimize or automate it. And in either of those scenarios, you're really giving yourself the opportunity to empower somebody to do something really special. And when somebody is empowered in their work, they're going to take ownership over it. They're going to be able to overcome certain hurdles without having to come back to you to manage them so that you get to focus on leading. Because at the end of the day, delegation is the only way that you will be able to expand and scale beyond your own resources. And in order to truly lead, you have to be able to communicate your vision. You have to be able to communicate what success looks like, to provide the resources needed, and to allow people the space not only to complete the task, but yes, to make mistakes, because that is how they learn, that is how they get better, and that is how your organization grows. So, what are you going to outsource today? So what happens next, you may be asking? Well, whenever you're ready, here are four ways I can help you grow your business and get back your time. One, join our free Facebook group, The Replaceable Founder. The second is to get our free Replaceable Founder mini course. The third one is to come to our next one-day Replaceable Founder workshop in New York City. And lastly, you could apply to my Less Doing Leaders program. Simply send an email to oao@lessdoing.com, and through the magic of automation and some very smart beings, we'll get you going in the right lane on the road to replaceability.